This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 29th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB gets Farm Bureau nod. Ag groups fight port rule and disaster aid bill for specialty crops. Farm Bureau endorses CARB member. The California Farm Bureau supporting Governor Newsom's appointment of Eric Guerrera to the Air Resources Board. Guerrera has served as the Sacramento vice mayor and a city council member. He has also worked on agriculture issues at the local air district, where he led programs to upskill farm workers to meet new workforce needs. The Senate Rules Committee has unanimously approved his nomination, teeing up a final floor vote in the coming weeks. Farm Bureau Administrator Jim Houston, who has known Guerrera for more than 20 years, testified that the new regulator has always shown a willingness to understand multiple sides of an issue. Houston said CARB needs more officials, quote, willing to sink their teeth into challenging problems like implementing aggressive clean truck rules. As a case in point, he explained the workload ahead for tomato farmers as they harvest 26 billion pounds in just 3 months across six counties. The crops are trucked to processing facilities and shipped to retail markets across the world, supplying more than 90% of the nation's processing tomatoes. Houston said, quote, how you're going to electrify those trucks, put the infrastructure in, that's a real challenge. Ag groups, emissions rule would limit California exports. Dozens of farming and business groups and unions, they're pleading with mayors of Los Angeles and Long Beach to oppose a proposed emission rule that they fear would limit exports and imports through two of the largest U.S. container ports. The South Coast Air Quality Management District is in the final stages of drafting a rule to cap greenhouse gas emissions at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The agency has not yet published the emission caps, but officials have warned that they will be severe, and shippers say they fear the ports will have to curtail activity in order to comply with them. The initial staff proposal essentially establishes volume caps on port activities, which will restrict the delivery of critical imported goods, including essential construction, manufacturing, and automobile components, as well as medical supplies, and halt the export of California's manufactured goods and agriculture products to foreign markets, the group said in the letter they sent Friday to Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and Long Beach Mayor Rex Richardson. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. The ripple effect of ag's immigrant challenges. In the latest installment of our series, The Great Farm and Food Talent Search, AgriPulse examines how employers have increasingly turned to recruiting foreign workers through visa programs. Demand for H-2A workers who can take seasonal jobs on crop or livestock operations has been skyrocketing. Meanwhile, others in the sector are trying to use smaller visa programs such as H-2B or J-1. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Bill unveiled to help specialty crop farmers get disaster aid. In the wake of Tropical Storm Hillary, California Senator Alex Padilla unveiled new legislation yesterday aimed at making it easier for specialty crop farmers to get disaster assistance. The Fair Access to Agriculture Disaster Programs Act, which is co-authored by Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina would waive the adjusted gross income restriction on producers who derive 75% of their income from farming, ranching, or related farming practices from receiving USDA Disaster Aid Program relief. That according to an announcement from Padilla, a Democrat. Now, whether from drought, drying out our farmland, or storms, flooding our fields, growing conditions for farmers in California and across the country are facing unprecedented impacts from natural disasters, said Padilla. As we approach the Farm Bill expiration this September, hundreds of thousands of farmers are counting on us to make things right. Four populations of frogs in Oregon and California listed under the Endangered Species Act. Fish and Wildlife Service is protecting four populations of the foothill yellow-legged frog in California and Oregon, in part because of impacts from agriculture. The service will list as endangered in the South Sierra and South Coast District population segments. It will list as threatened under the Act the North Feather and the Central Coast DPS. Agriculture is a source of threats to the foothill yellow-legged frog because agriculture's role in habitat degradation, the contribution of pesticides and pollutants to the environment, and its role as a driver of other threats such as altered hydrology and spread of non-native species, the service said in the initial rule published in today's Federal Register. FCC seeks new members for Precision Ag Task Force. The Federal Communications Commission plans to recharter the Precision Agriculture Connectivity Task Force for a third term and is seeking producers from historically underrepresented communities to participate. That according to a statement from Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel. The task force, which was established in the 2018 Farm Bill to advise the FCC on how to deploy broadband for precision agriculture, will complete its work in January 2025, Rosenworcel said. The panel also works with the USDA. Nominations can be sent to precisionagtf@fcc.gov and must be submitted by September 20th. House Natural Resources Republicans press commerce officials for Snake River Dam documents. Three Republican members of the House Natural Resources Committee have sent a letter to Commerce Department officials urging the agency to provide them with documents regarding recent agency report on the Lower Snake River dams. The lawmakers, committee chair Bruce Westerman of Arkansas, and members Cliff Benz of Oregon and Paul Gosar of Arizona, said the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has yet to provide documents they requested relating to an agency report that said breaching of four dams in the Snake River is, quote, essential to bringing imperiled salmon populations back to harvestable levels. While the lawmakers state in the letter that NOAA held a briefing with the committee, they said the agency refused to answer certain questions and then refused to address why they couldn't answer certain questions. Well, here's today's He Said It, That's Mine, Senator Alex Padilla, upon visiting the Capitol on Monday and finding that State Senator Steve Padilla, no relation, had assumed the Padilla seat after he left the legislature in 2014. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 29th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.